Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got your Throwback Thursday coming up in about 20 minutes. Must be nice to have a Throwback Thursday. There's a little hint for you what's happening there. And a few weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, we got a text message from a mom who said her son had to have surgery, and he's a big fan of the show, and she asked if we could give him a call and just give him some words of encouragement, which Al did. Here's a clip.
It's not nearly as bad as, well, I don't know. Maybe it is.
So there you go. That's what you want to hear before you go to surgery.
Not really sure. Oh, my gosh. Don't want to give you false hope.
Yeah. Al, you were what, Al?
I was trying to be encouraging.
Right.
But
then
I don't know
question it.
Where I was going, and it was on like a voicemail, and I was like,
everything's going to be great.
Yeah.
Could
we have hit one and deleted it? Yes, but we were in the throws of it all, and we got flustered, and we
It's not nearly as bad as, well, I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So his mom sent us a text with a picture of Cooper.
Oh, good.
That's his name, by the way, Cooper. He had his second surgery yesterday, and he's doing great.
Great.
He will be in the ICU until he is stable. Then they're going to move him to EMU, to the EMU unit. Thank you all again for the awesome call.
Gosh.
Even you, Al. He tells everyone about it. You guys truly are the best. So it wasn't as bad as... Way to go.
Well, it does sound heavy and intense. I'm glad he's doing it.
The only minor surgery is surgery on somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of the text, this one's for Kelly. Yeah, we are getting your text messages down here in the Dominican Republic. Yeah, we're paying for the international plan.
Yeah, we still got
service. No, it's because we have free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That Wi-Fi even stretched down to the beach yesterday, JC.
Oh, it did. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, right where the sand was. The Wi-Fi goes all the way down there. It's great.
Oh, before we get to that, I got to do something I've always wanted to do on the beach yesterday.
I wanted
to do it anywhere, but no. I've always wanted to shake a bottle of champagne and pop the top off and spray.
Okay. Did it. Yeah. You just normally can't do that
when
you've paid a lot of money for it or it's in a bar, right?
Yeah,
but
right.
We were out in the open.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste money, but when it's
free.
$78, I'm not shaking
it. And I'm sitting there shaking it and about to spraying, and then I hear like the employees going, no. Again, the lawnmower is starting up. And so I drank. But I got to shake it up and spray it all over the place, which was really fun.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And then Jenna tried it. And
gosh, you guys. Whatever.
All the fizz had gone.
Yeah, it was,
did
it was
y'all get
not,
it?
I mean, it was just.
No, I didn't. Did you see my snap?
Yeah. No video.
It kind of blurbled out.
Yeah, just blank.
Oh, man. Damn,
everyone laughed at me.
Yeah. It was Jenna's dating life right there.
I was.
Yeah. If you want to follow us on Snapchat and all that stuff, we have it up at kidnation.com. All our usernames. A lot of people are asking, what's Justin's? What's JC's? What's Jenna's? Kelly's and Al's. They're all up at kidnation.com.
Yeah, I don't Snapchat.
Kelly's not Snapchatting. She's Instagramming. But speaking of Kelly, I usually agree with you about pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
But how you talked about Gavin Rossdale, I don't know. I have to look him up. And I must have to say, I don't see what you're talking about.
You haven't seen him perform.
She looked up a performance of his.
Oh, you weren't there.
He does he does nothing for this girl. Your boyfriend, though? Now that's good looking.
Yeah, he is handsome.
Hello, I'm Alan.
There's just something I'm telling you. Gavin Rossdale performing with that guitar. You just have to witness it. You just have to be in the room. It's different watching something on a YouTube video.
Yeah,
you
but
know?
When you're there.
Oh my God.
It's the star effect. You know, girls,
girls have
this. There's a lot of talented singers, but there's something. It's that intangible, like, what is
that it factor.
But
yeah.
You know what? Last night, Alan on drums, that was pretty hot.
Alan,
I love watching you watch him.
Yeah,
because you just get this big smile on your face. Like,
this is what's made Kelly go everywhere. Though, did you hear her today? We had to force him to play golf, and she cannot stand to be apart from Alan. So now
she's
I'm driving a golf cart by myself, so Kelly and Alan can ride together. She's gonna watch.
Actually, probably
the fact that Kelly cannot be apart from Alan may have saved our band yesterday slightly. Because she showed up to band practice.
Yes, she did.
And, man, if it weren't for Kelly showing up to band practice.
Well, wait a minute. What are you trying to say here? Because
it's
very awkward.
When you know, sometimes you want a little extra salt and food.
The Hard Rock makes it taste
better.
The Hard Rock has this thing that's really, really awesome. It's called Jam Band.
Jam Band, yeah.
And you can go in, you pick from a number of songs that they have, and you go in and you form your own band. They give you an instrument, they give you a quick lesson, and they have guys that are in a band to the professional musicians that will accompany you, and you can put together a song. And then at the end of this 1-hour rehearsal, you get the opportunity to go to a bar in the hotel and perform.
Yeah.
And that is what we did.
And even if you're not, you know, used to playing instruments, they will tune the guitars to where you can play it with literally one finger. And they have the chords written up top, so you could just slide your finger up and down through it. Yeah, so if you've never played guitar,
it's really
they've made a way for you to do it.
It's really, really cool.
They'll make it happen for you, and it really is cool. You will get to hear what that sounds like in about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
See how we did with
our
band. I'm excited. Because we extended our one song set to three songs.
Three songs.
Yeah, for some reason. But before that, we had a workout class.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, body combat.
So almost. I'm out on the name.
Almost. Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't know what to expect, and it's cool because it's this new thing they're offering, this Les Mills, you know, class, which is an international thing, but they're sending instructors to the resort that are trained to teach these classes. So we actually did it under a gazebo outside. We got to be the testers yesterday, and it's hot here.
It's humid.
It's a warm destination.
Yeah, it'll make you sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how tough it's going to be based on the instructor, because we show up. Yeah. Her name is Anna, by the way. You show up and this girl
ripped.
Just ripped.
Yeah, gorgeous. We have like a Jillian Michaels on our hands. She's really fit.
Yeah, you walk up and you're like, yikes, this girl is gonna kill us with
but
this.
But there's no weight, so we didn't know. You know, we weren't in a weight room, we didn't know what it was gonna be, so it was a lot of boxing.
Yeah, you know what was missing? There was no weights and no part time Justin.
No. Mm. Okay, hold on.
What happened to you yesterday, Justin?
He gets lost a lot.
I do get lost. I need like a Google Maps here on like the resort just so I know.
There
where
are maps everywhere.
There are maps everywhere, but you know this language barrier. You know, having the last name Chavez is not helping me at all. I should know.
What's that
Spanish.
Have to do with directions?
The maps on the sidewalk say people, like say you I are gotta, here. It's like being at Walt Disney World. It says you are here, and then it says
and
then
an arrow.
1A, which is arrow. Universal.
I need a map to find the map sometimes.
So yesterday after the show, Russ Faye sent us a map, and he goes, "Okay, guys, this is where the workout class is going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
There's the beach, right? So we all know where the beach is." And then right behind the beach at the gazebo next to the pool we hung out in yesterday, that's where the class is.
Okay.
That's what the map said. That's what the text said.
Sounds simple.
Justin, where did you end up at first?
I was at the casino.
Which is?
Because there's a patio outside the casino.
Is there a beach?
Okay, don't come for me. I heard patio, and I knew that the casino had a patio outside. I know where a patio is.
Okay, in all fairness, this is a huge resort, and I do understand it's difficult. We judge people when you have a hard time with directions, and you have been drinking a lot.
It was free.
But that's a good reason to do a workout like this, because you do come on these vacations. You do overindulge.
Yeah.
This is... To keep balance.
To keep the balance on your day.
I try to keep it professional. I even showed up to the casino patio 10 minutes early.
You did.
Called. And then I noticed no one was there. And so then I called Russ.
You FaceTimed me, which
didn't
work.
I was trying to find you. I was like a little lost kid in the grocery store, like looking for their mom. Like I was running around and I ran all the way to the beach. And then I was like, where's this patio at? And they're pointing me. And I'm like, someone please help me. And they're like, again? And they just don't
my
know
name
what
is
I'm
Chavez.
Saying.
They're hysterical. They don't know how to deal with hysteria.
I was running through a forest. I jumped over a river. I was so tired whenever I found you guys.
Yeah. Justin shows up to the workout class.
Sweaty.
Drenched in sweat. And this is a 30-minute nonstop. They shortened it up to 30 minutes for us because it is intense.
Really?
30 minutes. And he is drenched in sweat, breathing hard.
Before you even start.
Before we even started.
And Justin, how many days on average do you exercise?
Probably like 4 times a week.
Yeah, he
you do?
Yeah, he gets it in.
I go to LA Fitness and do my Zumba and, you know, some
that's
of
good. I didn't
the
know.
Elliptical. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it yet, but I started.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to get there, fam.
Somewhere.
We're going to get there.
You got to start somewhere, bro.
And it was one of those, man, where you start working out, and you're like, okay, this is cool.
Is it just boxing? Just
like
punching?
It's like shadow boxing.
Squatting down.
Squats and
kicks.
Kicking.
All
right. And then you're like.
It's high-intensity cardio stuff.
Somewhere about 5 to 6 minutes in, the faucet in your body turns on, and you're just.
That's when you know it's working.
Yeah, you were getting a lot of hate on Instagram. Why is there a puddle under JC?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, we're sweating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, was that a puddle from your sweat? Or was
what's that puddle under? JC, it's like, well, we were sweating.
Yeah, I was sweating so hard. There was literally a puddle beneath me.
It's working. All right.
That was good. I didn't know we were doing Ronda Rousey's workout. It was intense.
Oh my gosh, the videos, Justin. In
I haven't
the background,
even seen
awesome.
Them.
Oh, you
I
haven't?
Like gave up as soon as like we started. It was done. I was so mad too. After running and drinking nothing but alcohol and like coffee, and, like no water, and I vomited after the workout.
You did.
You did.
Watching the video. Watching the video of Jenna, and then I could see you like in the background, Justin. It was kind of like watching the Instinct video with all of the dancers and watching Russ in the background. It was like
that is
it was like Jenna's like at it, like ooh, one, two, one, two. And then Justin's
it's
like,
no fun to watch me when I take it seriously.
It's like it's almost like Justin was in slow motion while Jenna's
it
at
was.
Full speed, but in the same video.
My wife Kenzie was next to me. I looked over and she was like glistening. I was like, man, I am so turned on right now by my wife.
Wow.
Because, man, it was like she was doing so good. And, like, this girl was – it was easy to do the moves. You know how sometimes you do a workout and, like, you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. She was doing it slow for us, and then she'd speed it up so you'd look right.
And she hit hard, too.
She did hit hard.
I was mad, though. It wasn't a great time. I mean, it was a good workout, but I wanted to dance. That's what I really wanted to do. And then when someone tells you to punch the air, I was madder than a fat guy at the vegan buffet. I was just upset.
I just want to dance.
Right.
I want to dance. I want to dance.
Oh, man. Well, we had fun.
Sounds
and,
like it.
And our trainer was on point.
She came out.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. Those eyes. Oh my god.
Did a little karaoke with you last night.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I got a little bit of on my Snapchat. She can sing. Like she can sing.
The singing workout.
So she's fit
instructor.
And can sing.
I know. Yeah, like really, perfect, really well.
Perfect
she's
package.
Package.
Some people have all the love.
And she's married, Jenna.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Some
off the market.
Her husband landed a good one.
Justin, don't you think I wonder every day what I have to offer?
Sometimes.
All right, went there.
Yeah, you'll find. You got.
That went very sad.
You got a puck.
Yeah, you got a puck. You got Wheezy.
I got Wheezy. I almost lost her a few weeks back, but I got her.
All right, that's fine, though. Some people just are single forever. It's fine.
So we're going to celebrate Throwback Thursday here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana. And I believe this is a Throwback Thursday to the last time we were here.
Yeah, because we were here
5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years ago. Yeah,
yeah we came
out
here
when it first opened.
When it first opened, and Must Be Nice Guy made an appearance while we were here. You get to enjoy that Throwback Thursday with Kid Craddock next.
More from our family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana when we get back. Check out everything happening at KidNation.com. It's time for Tidbit News.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Right before Throwback Thursday, we got a little tidbit news for you. This is where we report the news, but just a tidbit of
just
it.
Just a little bit.
Just a tidbit
news. We didn't read the whole story.
We don't have everything. Let's go out to our correspondent, Jenna Owens, please. Hi, Jenna.
Hi. Owner leaves her dog in car. Dog crashes car into store.
All right.
Wow.
That's all. I'm not going to fill you in on anything else because I haven't read the article yet. Just the headline, but I want to read this article.
Yeah, of course. How do you do it? We don't know. It's tidbit news.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
No, it's not, Trey. We have another one.
Okay, good.
Also, dreams have been crushed.
Oh, what happened?
Dos Equis released a teaser introducing us to the new most interesting man in the world.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because Dos Equis guy took a rocket ship to a planet out of space
or something,
right?
Yeah. He's younger than the last guy. He's got brown hair instead of white, and he actually speaks Spanish.
Wow.
So they'll start with him next month.
Why are you huffing and puffing?
Because I wanted that.
You don't have an facial hair.
You wanted the gig.
Did you apply? Did you go to monster.com for the application or anything?
7 years ago, I released my own commercial called The Most Unsuccessful Man in the World, and I thought Dos Equis would like it. They did not.
That's not going to sell beer. You got to be the most interesting man in the world.
I thought most unsuccessful would be pretty cool. Like, hey, everyday Joes can drink Dos Equis too, but whatever.
Are they going to keep the saying for it? I don't always drink beer, but when I do.
I guess. Stay thirsty, my friends, or something. And also, one last tidbit news.
Oh, what else you got?
Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Former Heisman Trophy winner and sometimes NFL player. He now wants to play baseball. He had the tryout and stuff. He went out in front of a bunch of people.
He didn't do real well.
He did not. Most people said he had 0% chance of making it to the majors.
Oh,
but
poor guy.
The New York Mets, with the save, they signed Tim Tebow to a minor league contract.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. So he's gonna do that.
Might sell a couple of tickets.
Yeah, he'll sell a couple of tickets. Yeah. You know, he's a likable guy.
He is a very likable guy.
He's gonna
good things.
Motivational speaking.
He's still gonna do that. Yeah, he's gonna do that. So
Christian guy, you know.
Yeah, nice guy. So good for you.
Good for you, Tim Tebow.
Good on you, Tim Tebow. Now you can hit it, Trey. Thank you.
And that was another edition of Tidbit News.
Yeah. Yeah.
Relieved dog and car
crashes into the.
You guys want to know more, don't you? Too bad.
Yeah. We do.
Too bad. It was just a tidbit.
Oh, I locked my dog in. I mean, I didn't. I left my car running one time with my dog in it, and my dog stepped on the door lock.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And it locked the car. And it was running with the air on, so that was good. Yeah. But I was stuck at the bank and couldn't get. I was like, Stretch. Step on the other side of the little thing and unlock it.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, no. Uh-uh.
Oh, Stretch was like, I'm paying you back for putting the furniture around the house because I'm blind and you make me crash into it.
That's what it was.
That's the dilemma. Doing. You can't leave the dog in the hot car. Yeah. Yeah. So you leave it running, and then he crashes into Walmart.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He just wanted to go for a cruise.
Didn't know how to bark it.
Yeah. Mm. So it's Throwback Thursday time.
All right.
Yeah. We heard Justin.
Shame.
I'm really trying with these jokes today.
I actually like that one. You know,
that
was funny.
Thank you.
That was funny.
I was trying to be punny.
It was good. Yeah. So it's time for Throwback Thursday.
Uh-huh.
We'll go back to, man, what was it, 5 years ago?
I think so.
When this resort opened up, we're at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana.
Mm-hmm.
And we came here when it was brand spanking new.
Mm-hmm.
I think we were like the first people here.
I think so.
And
they didn't even have employees
yet.
Mm-hmm. No, it was just us rolling around.
It was like us in the hotel.
Yeah, and we had a character, or a kid did, called Must Be Nice Guy, who was just jealous of everything
we
did.
Must be nice. You know a guy like that.
Yeah, everybody has that in the office. In fact, I think kid...
they're all over Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are.
All over social media.
Yeah, you know, they just make you feel really good about your life.
Must be nice.
And here is Must Be Nice Guy when we were at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana 5 years ago.
Uh-oh. Phone's ringing. Let me answer the phone. Here. I think this is Must Be Nice Guy.
I really wanted to do the dolphin impression.
I did want to do the dolphin impression. Hello, Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, hey, Al.
Hey, hey Must Be Nice Guy.
How's Mexico?
We're not in Mexico.
Where are you?
We're in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, must be nice.
It is. Very nice.
Must be nice to be in a country I've never even heard of.
You never heard of it, huh?
Thanks for bringing me along.
Well,
thanks for the invite.
You were busy,
no,
Must
no
Be
you.
Nice Guy.
How much did you guys pay to go on this trip?
Nothing.
Zero.
Yeah. Oh, wow, nothing. Must be
not
nice. Must be nice. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Must be nice to get your hair braided.
Well, that cost me a little bit.
I can't even afford a haircut. Must be nice. Mm. I don't even have a comb.
We'll braid your hair. Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you have your hair braided, I guess you don't need a comb, do you, Kelly?
No, you don't need nothing.
I don't even have my hair braided. Must be nice.
It is.
Hi, Jenna. Oh, I see you got your hair braided, too. It's like hair braided balloon up there, isn't it? Must be nice.
It must be nice.
Hey, Jenna, nice shoes.
Thank you.
Must be nice to have both the left and right shoe that match. Must be nice.
Yes, it is.
Hey, JC.
Hey, buddy, how you
must
doing?
Must be nice to go to the beach straight from Las Vegas. What a life, huh?
Well, I had a wedding to go to
Las Vegas. I go from home straight to work, and then from work straight to home. Must be nice.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, must be nice to be you.
Must be nice to know you're having a baby with your beautiful wife.
Yeah.
You know, when a man and woman are having a baby.
Talk. No.
When a man and woman are having a baby.
Uh-huh.
I know what that means you did. Must be nice.
Well, anyone can do it. Must be nice guy.
That's going to be my new catchphrase. It's going to be huge. I know what that means you did.
I know what that means you did.
I would get a t-shirt that says that if I had a cool radio job and all the money in the world. Must be nice.
Well, we don't have all the money in the world.
Nice.
Well, maybe if you didn't have that nasal thing going on, you could have a radio job as well.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Must be nice to be able to be two people at once. Must think you're pretty special, huh?
No, not really.
Get paid all that money and go to the beach and be snooping on the radio. Mm. Get to pretend to be two people at once. Must be nice.
Yeah.
You're on the phone and you're on there. Must be nice.
Must be nice.
I know what that means you did.
How is it, kid?
What do you do?
I know what that means you did. That's me forcing the catchphrase down your throat again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know what that means you did.
What do you do?
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Must be nice to be so tall.
It is.
Hey, Jenna.
What?
Must be nice to use words like unabated.
Yeah.
Heard you say that yesterday. Must be nice. JC, must be nice to lift weights.
Yeah, it is. Well,
I've seen your muscle, JC. I know what that means you did. Must be nice.
Doesn't that have to be a separate character? Nice. I know what that means you did, guy.
Hey, Big Al.
Hey, must be nice, guy.
How's it going?
Oh, I miss kids.
Must be
nice. I didn't.
Yeah. Did Must Be Nice Guy ever say anything to you?
No, he just said, hello.
How's it going?
How's it going?
Yeah. Hey, Al.
That's it.
How's it going?
Must be nice.
That's how you knew that the bit was ending.
Yeah, right.
When he said, hey, Al.
That was the last one. Hey, Al.
All right, we should get ready to go to break because he said, hey, Al. Oh, man.
Alan's here.
Nice guy. Alan finally made it back to the room.
Kelly's boyfriend, Alan's here. Abraca Booyah.
Hello, yeah. I'm Alan.
Abraca Booyah.
Our drummer. I'm glad you made it, Alan, because you made it just in time for the recap of our band.
Oh, boy.
We did jam.
Stankin, that's
we,
right.
Yeah, our Morning Breath Band. That's the name
of it. That was the name of our band, Morning Breath.
Yeah, we did jam band, which means they taught us a song, and then we got to perform it in front of people. And, you know, it was to a packed house.
It was.
Lots of people out there.
Yeah.
After 1 hour rehearsal with full band, we had JC on guitar. We had engineer Don on bass guitar.
We had like three guitar players.
And three guitar players. Huh. And Alan was on drums, and your boy is on vocals.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly was on vocals.
Your boy.
And then we recruited Kelly because.
It was really weird, Jenna. I walked into the room, and I just started singing along because I love the song.
Yeah.
And the teacher came up and said, "Do you want to sing?" I was like, "No, it's okay. Yeah. It's Al sing." "No, do you want to sing?" And they would not let me sing. They finally threw a mic. "No, yeah. do you want to sing,
you
right?
You have a great voice, though."
Well, I think they were kind of concerned.
Here's what
I
happened.
Appreciate that. But
they show up
yeah.
and they tell you, "What do you want to do?" We all said what we wanted to play. And Al's like, "I'm the singer." And he goes, "All right, you get to pick the song." And so Al goes, "I'll pick this song."
Because they didn't have Buy Me a Boat.
Yeah, and he picked I Love Rock and Roll.
I Love Rock and Roll, Joan Jett.
And I was like, "Do you even know that song, Alan?" He goes, "Yeah, I know the chorus.
I know, of the songs we had to choose from, it was the song that I knew the best."
Right. So we rehearsed it one time, and you could tell the teacher was like, "Oh, boy." Like, Al was not getting the words
And when they had
whatsoever.
The words, they had the word. Well, here's the thing. Like, when you sing karaoke, you have the words on a monitor, and they light up when it's time to say those words, right? But we just had the lyrics on paper.
Yeah.
And so I had to kind of... But I know the song more or less. You know, I knew the song.
Yeah.
I felt decent about it. It's not one that I have sang in public before ever. But I knew it, kind of. And you guys were good on the guitars.
We're doing okay, yeah.
Yeah.
We have a clip of our rehearsal. Here.
Okay.
Here's what we sounded like during rehearsal.
Okay.
I think y'all sound great.
Thank you.
Now, the instruments are plugged in, which is why you can't hear them,
right?
So we'll get to hear that with the performance.
So this is just that was just a rehearsal.
We had headphones in. That's why Kelly and Al are screaming. At one point, Kelly blamed the entire band for being wrong.
Yeah.
Wait, y'all missed the line.
And we're like, how could seven people be wrong, but you're
she's
right?
She's the lead at Y'all Messed Up. She's the Beyonce to the Destiny's Child. That
you have to play along with the singer.
Yeah. Right, right.
You got to.
Yeah. No, you play along.
You adjust.
No,
you adjust to the singer.
No, a good band adjusts to the vocalist.
No, a band adjusts to the drummer. The drummer is the beat. You go along with the drummer. But the drummer was like, "You guys are wrong."
The drummer makes sure the singer looks
bad. Y'all missed an entire line.
No, we didn't.
I'm so sorry. I missed it.
I believe Kelly.
Yeah, everybody was like,
"Thank you,
we
Justin.
Hate to disagree with Kelly, but Kelly wrong.
It was like a group practice rock band, and then was like, "Oh, let's start a real band. We're really good."
Yeah, we should have played the Kelly's Wrong Dance because that's how wrong she was.
Yeah.
But how did we sound when we actually plugged those instruments in and went live in front of a group of people?
Right here. Yeah.
Right here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Woo!
You get to hear our band Morning Breath next.
If you want to feel like you're with us on our family vacation, head to KidNation.com to go behind the scenes in our hotel rooms.
I always end up naked next to another dude.
More from the family vacation at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Punta Cana next.
Thank you for joining us on our family vacation here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana.
Mm-hmm.
The Dominican Republic is beautiful. The sun's out. So we've been letting you know what we've been up to on this trip.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we got to go to the music lab. And this thing is brand new at the Hard Rock Hotel.
It's a very cool experience. Yeah,
and they have three different options for you. I'll tell you what they are real quick.
Okay.
Jam band, which is what we did.
Yeah.
So they put you in a rock band with seven people, regardless of your ability. So if you don't know how to do it, they make it easy for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a rock counselor will help you out singing, learning your lyrics, learning the song. You can also do Rock Tube, which is a music video. They put you in front of a green screen. You walk the red carpet, and then afterwards, you can upload the video.
So jealous.
Put it on your social media. Share it with your friends and family. Yeah, that's got to be the... Justin was so pumped about that one.
Okay.
And they also have mix. And that's what the girls did. The girls learned how to basically, and Justin, you guys learned how to DJ.
Yes. And yeah. We had DJ names.
Yeah, I found that I'm better just like standing there with the headphones on dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We basically just watched him do it and we chose the songs. He didn't have Beyonce though.
Justin came up with a pretty cool DJ.
He didn't have Beyonce. He was so upset.
I was.
You were mad that he didn't have Beyonce?
Yeah,
really?
I said, you have Beyonce, and he ignored me for a little bit. And I was like, oh, he doesn't speak English. And so I said, Beyonce? And he goes, I don't have Beyonce. And I was like, well, you could have just said something. Like,
oh, my
thank
gosh.
You for saying that.
You got in an argument with the resident DJ?
I did.
Oh, it's hard rock.
You don't understand how mad Justin was. How dare he not have Beyonce?
I know.
What DJ doesn't have Beyonce?
What DJ does
it? Because he's teaching you how to mix, so most of it was just tracks.
Yeah.
They were,
well, it's probably
he's teaching
rock
us
too,
how
right?
to mix.
And there were
thing.
Some lame beats a yeah. little bit.
What was
and
your DJ name?
What?
I was ketchup on a beat. Oh. Ketchup.
Ketchup.
Like mustard on the beat, but ketchup.
Mustard on the beat, but he's ketchup on the beat because
yeah.
he's always behind. So
I'm
he's
always
catch
behind
up.
The beat as well.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I know. Isn't that
you're
great?
So clever.
I didn't even know it. I was just yeah. like, ketchup is a funny word.
What about you, Kelly? What was your DJ name?
Well, because I stepped in with your band,
uh-huh. oh, okay.
I had to focus all my energy on that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I didn't do the mixing.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
If you're just joining us and you're wondering, why did Kelly do the band with the guys? Because it was supposed to be the guys doing the band. It's because we were rehearsing and mm-hmm. Our teacher, our instructor, was like, he listened to Al sing the song, and he said, I don't know if this guy's going to get it. So he begged, literally begged Kelly Raspberry to please, please jump on the microphone and see what
yeah,
you got.
That was a lot of arm twisting to get me on that mic.
And you know what? Once Kelly started singing.
I'm like, step aside. I got this.
And at one point, it seemed like my microphone was actually turned off.
Yeah.
And Kelly's was way up high. So, yeah. You know, like, but I was a good sport. You know, I didn't want to just yeah. abandon you guys.
Your mic
yeah.
wasn't even on?
I don't
no,
think so.
They turned it off.
I don't think so.
Vocals were Kelly and Big Al, yep. With Al's mic getting turned off somewhere in the rehearsal. On drums was Alan.
Yeah.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, how you
no,
doing?
Hello, I'm Alan. Hello, I'm Alan. You went on drums. You play guitar, but you're like, I'll get down
man,
on
this
that.
This was awesome. This was literally a dream come true. Being a rock band with your
right.
girlfriend and you and Al. I mean, the premise of this was awesome.
Man. I played guitar yes. along with Don the Engineer.
Uh-huh.
We played guitar, and then the bass was played by one of the guys that was there.
One of the employees here at the Hard Rock.
Who was really good.
He was good.
And then we had a lead guitar player who could do the solos because we don't roll like that.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do
they were good. They were yeah. very, very good.
They were really good. And,
are you guys certain that all of your instruments weren't turned off? And just the professional.
Oh, no,
they were on.
Yeah, they were on.
They were on.
They were on.
And you could hear when we would, if you would mess up, you could hear it.
So the yeah. plan was when
it's
we go.
It's really cool, though, because you have headphones on, so
yeah.
you could be as loud as you want, and you're not, nobody, you're
nobody
not bothering
really
anybody.
Hear it.
Yet.
Well, the people right. out in the, outside of the music lab could hear you, because people
we
would be
screaming.
Walking by, and they'd be like, what is
yeah,
happening?
Yeah, they could
like,
hear us.
I love
yeah, they're yeah. like, who is being murdered in that room? That's the looks you're getting. And then we found out that apparently other people could do this. And so this other band showed up, and that's when we got competitive. Because they're like, you guys are performing live, and you're going to perform right after this band. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, dang, we definitely have to be good because we can't be worse.
And
we
they
can't be the
were
worst.
Starting from the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
that was the name of their band, Starting from the Bottom.
So they let you perform.
Oh, I thought you meant, thought the, you meant the Drake song. Like,
no,
they performed
from the bottom.
Started from the bottom.
Yeah, and so they showed up, and that's when we got competitive. They're like, all right, you guys are performing at 7:20. Show up, get ready to perform. And we're like, okay, we got this. Okay, this is what the band before us sounded like. They were playing Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah, so they were
good.
Getting it too.
They
man.
Were good.
They sounded good. Their drummer was on point. We're like,
yes.
we got a good drummer too. We
yes.
got this.
It was like, well, I think it was one guy and then like three or four ladies, and they were doing
yeah.
it, man. Mm-hmm.
And then it was our turn to go
yeah.
up.
Yeah, yeah, they opened for us.
Yeah.
The pressure was on
yeah.
us.
Yeah. We get to be the closers. Ooh. And so this is the band introduction on the stage and a little bit of the beginning of the performance.
I don't know if I
want to
hear it.
Okay?
I know I don't.
Next go
up,
ahead, Trey.
On drums, I have Alan Evans. Guitar, JC.
Right.
On the other guitar, I have engineer Don with the smooth sunglasses.
Rockin' man.
Rockin' on man. Vocals, I've got Big Al Mack. Yeah, come on up. And on backing vocals, I've got Kelly Raspberry.
And we are Morning Breath.
Oh my God.
Oh,
the
no.
women in Punta Cana like to party. Come on.
He's going to do stand up.
Oh, this is so bad.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We haven't started
start,
yet.
Yeah.
This is not bad,
start,
you guys.
Yeah.
There by the record machine.
Right?
Kelly.
Knew we must have been about 17. We were going strong, playing my favorite song. Until it wouldn't be long to hear it with me. Yeah, me. I could tell it wouldn't be long to hear it with me. Yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. Putting on a dime in the jukebox, baby.
So
you guys, that didn't sound bad. I don't strong, know where Al
right?
went for some of the vocals.
Oh man,
I stopped singing.
I was there.
I'm surprised we sound good, right?
I was really nervous.
That was Alan's
feeling kind. Great on beat. Like yeah. guitars are sounding fresh. Everything good. Is going well. And then,
oh no,
what?
When things are going great,
that's
when Big Al steps up and screws up. Al, is that your go-to mess-up line?
Well, you get nervous, man. You know me, I'm very uncomfortable with a microphone.
You're never nervous.
I'm very uncomfortable on stage in front of people. You know that. I didn't remember that. Oh, okay.
That was a good note.
And that song, if I'm not mistaken, the actual song, I Love Rock and Roll, is like 2 minutes and 45 seconds. I don't know why. I know this because I used to DJ a long time ago.
Okay.
And I know that's a very short song. It's like, I got 2-3 minutes in me, don't
sure.
I? Sure. I do. No, apparently not.
That was the only mess up of the song. We did finish strong. This is the end of the song.
All right.
Well, pretty strong.
Yeah. All right. The crowd goes wild.
We're supposed to sing one more verse.
The crowd
Al decided to end it.
The crowd goes wild. I always leave them wanting more, Kelly.
Yeah, the crowd went wild. Most of the text messages we're getting, Al, is Al, mm-hmm. how many drinks? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10 on the Big Al drinking meter, where were you during this song?
It was early, so probably, you know, 4-ish, 5-ish.
Feeling
combined,
good.
Combined, though, between you, Kelly, Alan, JC, Dawn, how many drinks did you guys have?
Between all of us?
100.
37?
137.
At least. Yeah, 3,700.
Yeah.
Of course.
You guys, that wasn't as bad as
right.
I thought it was
going to be. Why is that now?
Now, you would think, we finished strong, we can get off stage.
Yeah, just leave.
High five everybody. Oh, yep. No. Big Al Matt cannot be on a stage and not sing his signature song.
Come on now.
And the note on that is, it was not good, according to White Cheddar.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure want to be.
Oh.
The band doesn't know it.
Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a wish.
They are singing in slow motion.
I'm sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody.
Come on, baby. I can hear you.
I'm trying to keep up with Al. Yeah.
He can buy me a boat. He can buy me a truck to put in. He can buy me a Yeti 110. I was down with him.
And they just start falling apart.
It's it started falling apart.
Starting to fall apart.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boat started sinking right there.
That performance the boat, went the boat downhill.
The boat capsized.
Right. That performance started going wrong when you started with I Ain't Rich.
Yeah.
That, right after that, it went downhill.
Yeah, I mean, I have to remember that this is the hard rock hotel.
Yeah, it's a rock.
Yeah,
venue.
Rock being the operative word there, not the hard country hotel.
And then
hotel. Country.
You would think, okay, we had a good performance. Then we dipped a little bit.
Yeah.
So you get off the stage.
Yeah,
just
cut your losses. Get
There's
off the
more?
Stage. Yeah. Oh, no.
You guys are so selfish. Oh, what about all the other people that wanted to
What other people? Right.
Yeah.
What
are we on stage now?
Isn't 4 hours a day on the radio enough for
it's
you
not.
People?
Jenna, we were the music. We.
So, again, our producer, our producer White Cheddar, puts notes down for these clips we have.
I don't even remember.
We ended up, for some reason, Al went into Journey. And the only note I have on this for Journey, our performance with Journey, is yikes.
Well, because the country went so...
Living hold on. Start it. Al, stop talking, because you're the one that started singing for some reason. Okay. Listen
Just
to...
Oh,
my gosh. Everyone was off the stage too. Everyone, oh a big ass stayed up there. He was like, "I'm not done.
No, but that was my encore. Every band has an encore. That was my encore.
Just a small town girl.
I went off the stage just for like 10 seconds. I came back. Y'all want some more?
What are you doing?
He acapella'd it.
Play that again, Trey.
This is totally unheard. Nobody do anything.
No.
Yeah. Big Al Mack
was living in a lonely world.
Oh no. No. We're not there. The band sounds good. We did this in front of people. It's great.
Not many, fortunately.
Oh my God. Come on.
Detroit.
Here we go.
No.
That's the.
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Here we go.
There you go, Al.
Gosh.
Oh my God.
You know what?
We're going to text messages. Today is officially the day music has died.
You're the reason they invented it.
In a different language.
What?
I don't even know what that was.
Yeah.
Nama nama numa numa.
Never.
Can we just get the isolated clip of when Al was just standing there by himself?
I think that was it.
Play that again. How oh, my.
You're not going to accuse me of not having fun. I tried anyway.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. You're
never going to accuse me of not trying to have some fun. That's all
right. Right. We could have stopped
the He went MIA most of the trip and then that.
Of course.
That's
of
all
course.
I need, Jenna.
Don't call it a comeback.
I need a spa and I need a karaoke mic. That's all I need.
If you would like to see the video of
that. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And the pictures that we have from this trip, go to KidNation.com. You can watch it and relive it with us.
All right.
Be one of the audience members.
Woo! This is why people love you, Big Al, because you believe in yourself.
This is also why hotels go out of business.
Yeah. Definitely do not listen to Don't Stop Believing, Al. Stop believing. Please, stop believing. KidNation.com if you want to see the video and all the pictures from our family vacation here live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in the Dominican Republic. We're in Punta Cana. We'll be right back.
Yay.
Big Al loves the two-piece at Popeyes and at the beach. We're back and we're live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Punta Cana.
Now the guy got jokes, huh? Now the guy got jokes.
All right. Yeah, that's cool.
So we're back from our Big Al Mack performance at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Well, it was a band. It was a group effort.
Not the Journey song, Al. That was all you. And boy, did our text message blow up after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey,
Most people, a majority of people are saying you you were doing the Minions rendition of Journey.
Oh, really? That's
pretty
what
on spot. From the text, I didn't know that Yabba Yabba Do was part of the lyrics. Who knew? Why did you guys let Big Al kill a cat on stage? That's not very nice. listening to you guys on the way to work and dropped my sister off, and she asked if somebody was dying. I said, no, that's just Big Al singing.
Yeah, just me, baby. It's all good. No one's hurt.
On a just good note, Journey's... A lot of Kid Nation members are saying you put them. They've had a bad few days, and you put them in a good mood.
Well, there
Al.
You go. There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, we should have. We should have issued a mascara alert for laughter. Somebody wrote in and said, "My son just asked, is that Daddy? Maybe.
Yeah. What's his name again?
I always thought Big Al could sing since he does karaoke at his bar, but after hearing your little bit, I'm really starting to question that."
No. I never said I was good. Never once.
You just
I
love
was
it.
So good. I just love Big Al. Got it in my heart. Oh, boy.
Yeah, we stayed after and hung out a little bit because karaoke took place.
Uh-huh. We did, and I did what I think every Kid Nation member has wanted to do.
Which is?
I sang Oops, Hit Me Baby One More Time
with Kelly.
The Kelly Raspberry. Aww.
And you guys sounded great.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You sounded good. But it was Britney Spears.
It was Britney.
With the Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah.
So
all
great.
Right. You guys sounded good. Al, did you get up there and sing karaoke or did you leave
not.
After
I,
your embarrassment?
You know, after my three songs,
yeah, you disappeared.
I figured I had enough.
Yeah.
Actually, I figured people had enough of me.
Yeah.
You did what they call ghost.
Uh huh.
Ghosted.
I ghosted. Yes. I ghosted.
Yeah. I, on the other hand, annoyed my wife, apparently.
Well, how so?
I was having a good time.
You were.
And then they let us know that if you wanted to, you could sing with the band.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's cool because, you know me, I want to be in a band.
Yeah.
That's one of my dreams. Yeah. And so one of those, I performed with them and I did Sublime. And they let you like play the guitar if you know the song and everything.
Yeah.
And my wife thought that I was going to just do that and that was going to be it. And no, as I was getting off stage, one of the guys in the band was like, man, I wish we could do Blink. But he was sending it to one of his buddies, and my ears perked up.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much I love Blink 182.
I do.
So I looked back at him. I'm like, do you guys know how to play Blink 182? And he goes, yeah. Mm. And I said, well, let's do
of
it.
Of course.
So my one song, I turned into you, Big Al.
Yeah. It's addicting, isn't it?
Yeah. So they're like, we don't have a guitar player that knows how to do Blink 182. So I went out in the audience, and this guy from Scotland, mm-hmm, was down there, and he goes, did I hear you guys say you wanted to do Blink 182? And he even looked like Tom from Blink 182.
Okay, I thought you meant from MySpace.
Yeah,
okay.
No, not from MySpace. And he goes, I can play any Blink 182 song. Mm. And I'm like, bro. Let's go.
Bro.
And as soon as I said that, my wife just looked at me like, oh, no.
Mm. Yeah.
That's God.
That look that my girlfriend gives me on my fourth karaoke song.
Yeah. We went up there, and we performed, and then we're like, let's do another song. The lady came up and she's like, no, you guys got to go. Yeah. You're done. I'm like, but he's from Scotland. He knows the Blink 182 songs. And I went down there and I was like, and Kinsey was like, we got to go. And I said, no, baby, we're having a good time. I'm drunk at this point. I'm not going to lie to you. And she goes, I was like, Al's over there by the bar. And she goes, no, everybody has left.
Yeah, one at a time, people just started trickling out.
Yeah, you know? Everybody left me. And I was left by myself singing with this Scotland guy.
And but y'all rocked it, though, huh?
No.
No, you didn't.
No, we sucked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we weren't very good.
The people who were good, though, the band that shows you how to use all the instruments,
yeah, they were good.
They were cute, too. I was flirting a little bit too hard on one of them. What was his name? Ralph, I think. Ralph or Ruben.
Ruben
with the orange hat. Mm.
Was he interested?
I think just a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. He let me back it up for him just a little bit.
Well, what happened to the
Dominican? Hold on. Did I see you dancing with Don the Engineer?
Yeah,
you dancing with Dustin.
Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. This is a new development.
I know. Justin was just dancing with everybody.
Tidbit news.
Don was dancing with me. He swept me off my feet.
Yeah, Don was dancing, and then all of a sudden, Don looks at me and he goes, we need to arm wrestle. I'm like, what is happening right now? He's dancing over there. Yeah. And we arm wrestling. We're having shots, and then everybody disappeared, and I'm left there.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you guys leave?
I went to a hot tub with Anna, and it was the hot tub, and we filled it with bubbles. It was so nice. We had champagne. We had music going. If I was engaged, she'd end up pregnant. It was really good.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Gosh. Exactly how that works, sweetie.
When did you
leave?
We
were like best friends.
Yeah, I don't think just... Kelly and Alan disappeared. Al disappeared. And then Justin disappeared. I thought Justin was going to hang out because he became best friends with Kinsey, with my wife.
I know.
Is my wife still gone? Oh, she's there?
She's here.
Is she still annoyed?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. She's still annoyed with me.
That's all right. Hey, thanks to the Hard Rock for putting up with us.
Yeah. We were the annoying ones at the bar last night.
Yep,
yeah,
I'm
mad.
But we had fun.
When, it was bad. I made a drink over there at a table because the bartender was gone, and I spilt the alcohol all over clean glasses.
Aww.
And he comes back with ice. He was like, I just went to go get ice. I said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, let them make the drinks, yeah. Justin. Yeah. Let them make the drink. You just drink the drink.
Justin just
drink. Make the drink. You drink the drink.
He helps himself to everything because everything is free, but he thinks that he can do everything. No, you can't.
Well, with this bracelet on my right wrist, anything is possible.
Well, there
you go.
The gold. Yeah, anything is.
Anything. The world is your oyster.
Yes.
See the show live right now at KidTV.com. We are live from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Punta Cana. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show's Family Vacation.
You can go to KidNation.com and check out all the videos, all the pictures, the performance from last night.
Having a great time.
We're having a great time. You can also go there and sign up for Beat the Bank because that does return on Monday. We're going to play twice a day, and you need to sign up because we're going to call out three names. You got to be the first one to call back out of those three names, and you have a shot at winning up to $1,000. Not bad. Beat the Bank's back.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk about the love letter we got to yesterday about the
cheating.
Not the cheating, the hooking up.
Yeah, like
with
I
the
hooked
son.
Up with the son.
And then dated the father.
And then dated the father. And I didn't know the exact, like, did this happen while you were dating the father?
Right.
Right.
Or was this something that happened and then a few years later you started dating the
We think it was prior.
Yeah, I think it was prior.
It was prior.
And actually, this led to a long discussion between me and my boyfriend.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
Oh, afterwards.
I caught a little bit
it
on my
snap. It went on and on and on.
Yeah. Because he doesn't even have a brother.
Yes.
So,
but I'm still mad at him.
And you don't have a sister, so that would never be
able
to
happen. I don't understand. It's like I told him. I said, but if you... Okay, so let's just say scenario.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I dated a guy along... Alan does not have a brother, but let's just say I dated his brother.
Yes.
Unbeknownst to me.
Unbeknownst to
a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then finally, we're in love. He's taking me home for Thanksgiving to meet the family because he's going to get down on one knee and propose. This is the big moment. He's in love. He is in. And in walks his brother, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
I dated him.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell.
Because
that's going to come up.
Yes, yes.
That
yeah,
is going
that.
To come up.
Yeah.
I agree with
you
that.
You don't
part.
Want him to find out somehow.
Right. And Alan said he'd be done. He'd be out.
I'm with Alan.
Kelly,
how is that? If you're already in love and it's not, you can't help it.
I can't. I'm sorry. There's only
coincidence.
When I go to the family reunion with you, there should be only one person that's seen you naked.
Right.
That's me.
Me.
I'm sorry.
It was so funny. She was like, he's going to say yes. And he said no. She shot laser beams with her eyeballs at him. She said, what did my man say?
I don't understand if you're in love, how you can't get past that.
We're visual as men. So when you tell us, I hooked up with him, we don't visualize you guys holding hands and like having a date. We visualize the dirty.
So this is a lesson to all ladies. Before you date a man, ask if he has any brothers.
Sure.
And get a
and
photo
make sure you're choosing the best one.
Yes. Ask for everybody who's, yes, who's in his circle so you can make sure you scan his entire circle of friends and all of his family tree so
sorry,
you know that he is clean and free to date.
Right.
Yes. I know.
So
ridiculous.
Some of the text messages we got. Nick, who's one of the guys who texts us all the time, he's one of the Kid Nation members who texts. He said, "It doesn't matter if I find out my bro slept with my current woman, it's over.
It's over.
100% agree with you.
100%.
What if it was years before you?
I do not care.
I don't care.
No,
you hooked
no.
up with my brother.
Yeah.
My mom married the man my aunt has a secret baby with. It can work out.
See?
Whoa.
See?
Repeat what you just said.
My mom married the man my aunt has a secret baby with.
Yes.
It can work out.
The mom and the aunt are obviously sisters.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
I dumped a guy when I found out he had been with my cousin.
Okay.
So even girls will do that.
A cousin?
Maybe a cousin's different.
Yeah.
Cousin? No. The family reunion rule.
I had a one-night stand, and 4 years later I met my husband, found out during Christmas together, our first Christmas together, that my one-night stand was my husband's little brother. I don't know how that worked out.
Give any more?
Yeah. In reference to the son sleeping with the dad's girlfriend first, it's possible for it to work. I met this girl, and we've hooked up a few times. A year later, my brother married her, and I had no clue until he introduced us. So we just pretended like nothing ever happened. Well, he never found out.
And that's what, you know.
Okay, Kelly.
But I believe you should, because just to... That could come out later.
Yeah.
There'd be a huge fight, you know, sometimes like, oh, yeah, well, guess what? And then it's going to come out, and that's going to be ugly.
Right. Okay, so Kelly.
What?
What if Alan, years before y'all dated your sister?
Which I do not have.
Which
right.
you do not
We're
have
pretending.
A sister. But what if he dated your sister? They hooked up in all
ways.
Ways of, yeah. But then years later, 2 years later, y'all met and y'all start getting together. Then you found out that Alan did that. How would you feel?
I think it'd be awkward, but I think I'd be able to get
fine.
Past
you
it.
You could get over
I
it.
I think I could.
Oh, hell no.
I think I could. I do.
No way in the world.
I do. In fact, I would feel like I won. You know, it'd be like, oh, the little sister rivalry. Oh, yeah, you had him, but I got him. See, it'd be like that.
I don't believe that.
I do believe that.
I feel weird every time I kiss him. I'd be like, do I kiss better than my brother? Or is he better? Is he a better lover than I am?
I wouldn't do that. Y'all are weird.
And breaking news.
Yes.
So we got this text message.
Uh-huh.
So you're wondering, how does this work out, right? I'm the girl with the love letter to Kelly.
Oh.
With the guy that I hooked up with his brother years ago.
Okay.
Well, it was the dad. Was this a different one?
With his brother. Whatever. But she says, I'm the girl.
His son.
He's like, I am the girl.
Yeah, we did end up breaking up over it because he could not get past it. I'm telling you guys.
That's right.
We
can't.
I know, but you can't not tell.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that part. You got to tell because it's going to come up somewhere along the line. Yeah. Somebody's going to be drinking, whatever. Mm-hmm. But after it's disclosed, after you got that full disclosure, then the dude is out. The dude is out.
Well, bye, Felicia.
Yeah.
Y'all are awful.
Boy,
yes, okay. We'll just be awful. Yeah. We'll just be awful. There's how many people on this planet? 3 billion? Something like that? Five?
What if that's your soulmate?
There's another one. I mean, if you find out that you're with the girl, sister, or whatever, you know what I'm talking about, you got to go. You got to find another one. Mm-hmm. That family is off the table.
We gone.
Yeah. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Would you be able to, Jenna? If your boyfriend hooked up with your sister?
I'm sorry, this situation's just so foreign to me.
Girl.
I wish I had this problem.
I just want a man.
we forgot tonight. It's the return of one of the greatest things in the world.
Yes. I shouldn't be that excited.
Oh, football.
Football is back tonight.
Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos.
The rematch is Super Bowl 50.
I'm so excited.
We have no idea what we're going to do because...
Yeah, being in the Dominican Republic, football means soccer.
Yeah.
What do you mean what we're going to do? We're going to go to the casino and watch the game.
Is it going to be on in the casino?
Of course it is. Should it's a casino. Be. It's what people gamble on. Every casino has a sports book, right?
Oh, that's true. Yes. They do have a sports
book. It is on in the casino?
Yes. We heard the official word from Miss Hard Rock herself.
And we're going to drink beer and smoke cigars.
Oh, I'm in.
And win money.
I'm in.
Yeah.
And talk about women.
Oh boy, that's gonna be an interesting conversation.
Watching Love. Football with
is that
Justin.
What y'all do at halftime?
That's all the time.
You boys,
uh-huh.
Is that what you boys do?
Yeah.
Justin, who's the halftime show?
Is there a halftime show?
Yeah,
no.
You're gonna be excited. It's Beyonce.
Is it?
Boys, eyes just lit up. No, it's not. Beyonce.
I would well go watch it. Yeah,
it's not Beyonce.
No,
it's
they don't have halftime shows.
I still have
like that.
I haven't watched this yet, but I want to watch the roast of Rob Lowe. I took that a whole different direction, but I love more comedy than the football.
Right. I heard
the cable guy Rob Lowe or DirecTV Rob Lowe.
It's DirecTV Rob Lowe because he's okay. Good looking Rob Lowe.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I heard Ann Coulter is the one who bombed the worst.
Yeah, she gets roasted.
She's blaming it on editing
and bombed. I heard like. People are writing and saying that she turned down the writers and wrote her own jokes.
She bombed. Everyone roasted her. Because that's what they do. They roast each other. The comedians roast each other, and then they roast, whoever they're supposed to roast. But, yeah, they all went at Ann Coulter.
Yeah. So, Al, you weren't the worst comedian last week.
Dang right I was not.
Yeah, you're doing okay, buddy.
All right, then.
I do want to watch that, too.
Yeah.
I've been watching Big Bang Theory.
Ever really? Since we had the guy on.
It's on in every country show.
No, it's not since
he was that guy on the airplane. Kenzie and I are sitting there. JC is laughing so hard on the flight on the way down. And we're like, what are you watching? And he's watching The Big Bang Theory. Loved it.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute.
That's my new favorite show. And it's on in the Dominican Republic. Like every time I turn on the TV, it's Big Bang Theory.
They love it here.
I love it,
too. They don't love Beyonce, though.
Justin is so mad that they don't have Beyonce.
I teach this DJ. I had to give him a little American teaching. I taught the DJ, because he didn't have Beyonce. I taught him how to dab and how to willy rock. And then we twerked it out just a little bit.
Yeah?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
All right.
Tonight, Dierks Bentley and One Republic do the pregame kickoff concert. So Dierks Bentley and
Somewhere
One Republic.
Somewhere on a beach. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun,
did you not
dun,
get enough last night?
I thought you gave up on singing after your performance.
Getting drunk on a plane. Fine drinks for everybody. Oh but God. The oh pilot God. Is a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6.
Yes, girl.
Just a small town.
Go to KidNation.com to check out past performances from the Metro PCS Music Lounge.
This is going to be the best day.
Switch to Metro PCS and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period.